Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Pastor Brian Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian. I've been an ordained pastor for 11 years. In all those years, and before, I found prayer by myself hard. But when I prayed with others, not only did I learn to pray, but I found prayer replenishing and a gift. We hope to be that person and community who can pray with you. So come on in. I look forward to praying with you. We'll begin with a prayer from the 1979 Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us, your servants, grace, by the confession of true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of your divine majesty, to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship, and bring us at last to see your one and eternal glory, O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our psalm this week is from Psalm 29 in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible and will be read by our special guest, Ben Newell. We'll begin with a call and response. I'll say, "The Lord sits enthroned." Then you'll say, "As King forever." Again, I'll say, "The Lord sits enthroned." Then you'll say, "As King forever." Let's speak the scriptures together. The Lord sits enthroned, as King forever.
Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor.
The Lord sits enthroned, as King forever.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Sharon like a young wild ox.
The Lord sits enthroned, as King forever.
The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare. And in his temple all say, "Glory."
The Lord sits enthroned, as King forever.
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as the King forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace.
The Lord sits enthroned, as King forever. Feel free to pause and read a scripture for today from the Daily Lectionary, which I will put a link to in the show notes. Then, skip ahead to the next chapter in our podcast, our prayers. Or, linger and hear a scripture from our special guest, Dr. Amy Laura Hall. The scripture is for this coming Sunday, and from Romans, chapter 8, verses 12 through 17. New International Version.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, "Abba, Father." The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. The word of God for the people of God.
Now we will go into a time of led prayer. After a topic is named and time is allowed for prayer of the topic, I will say, Lord, in your mercy. And then you will respond, hear our prayer. If anyone needs more time to pray, just pause. No problem at all. Then unpause when you are ready and start right back up. Let us pray. Immortal God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we exalt you as our saving light. Bring us into your mystery, that we may be part of your perfect fellowship. So we pray, blessing you for this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for pardon of our sins. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for peace in Palestine and Israel. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for COVID-19 vaccination programs, especially in India. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for those who feel far from God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer for peace during our waking hours and rest at the end of our day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May we, by your grace, ever be reflections of your mystery and salvation, O Triune God, three persons, one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you to our special guest scripture readers, Ben Newell and Dr. Amy Laura Hall. Ben Newell is one of the most thoughtful, inquiring, and honest disciples of Christ I have had the privilege to know. I enjoy being able to sit down and have a meal with Ben, and it has been one of the biggest losses in this last year, being unable to meet with amazing students like him. As he transitions into college, it is a blessing to know and see him grow as a brother in Christ. Dr. Amy Laura Hall is Associate Professor of Christian Ethics at Duke Divinity School, Duke University, in Durham, North Carolina. Dr. Hall is such an influential teacher to me and so many students around the nation and world. Her insights of the scriptures and of Christian ethics at home, church, and public life together have really helped me see the gospel at work and the gospel work that needs to be done in ways I had not imagined. I'll be sure to put her information in the show notes, along with links to three of my favorite books by her. But most of all, Amy Laura is a faithful follower and preacher of the salvation of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for her friendship and encouragement throughout these years, ever since she agreed to be the professor for my proposed direct study course, as I researched John Wesley and Thomas Aquinas on gluttony. She has taught me much on listening to and following Christ's calling. Thank you, Ben and Amy Laura. And now receive this blessing. May the love of God the Father, the grace of God the Son, and the power of God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Blessings until we are together soon. I'll look forward to praying with you.